Welcome to Athens Happens. I'm Ben Peters, managing editor at The New Political. Athens Happens is a weekly news podcast brought to you by reporters at TNP who are dedicated to explaining the nuances of Athens and state politics. You can find new episodes every Friday at thenewpolitical.com, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, SoundCloud, or wherever else podcasts can be downloaded.
This week, Eric Bull on how uptown businesses and restaurants are grappling with economic uncertainty in the face of Governor Mike DeWine's stay-at-home order and other policies recommended by public health experts, which are intended to reduce the spread of novel coronavirus. How are you, Eric?
Getting used to being home.
Yeah, we are locked away at home, away from campus, working in a makeshift studio. I'm in my parents' walk-in closet, and we are recording this remotely. So thank you so much for being here.
I wouldn't miss it for the world because I, too, am also in a closet.
Awesome. So last week you did a report before Governor DeWine ordered residents of Ohio to stay at home about how uptown businesses are grappling with, the myriad of economic circumstances they're facing right now amid the coronavirus pandemic. What did you find last week talking to these businesses?
So on Sunday of that week, Mike DeWine issued the order for businesses to go to, carry out only. That's what the word I was looking for. Carry out only. So a lot of the businesses I'd spoken to had kind of shut down their seating areas and had gone to a carry out only model.
Mm-hmm.
And when I spoke to these businesses, specifically Casa Nueva, Donkey, they noticed a surge in their like online sales, and across the board, just about every business had seen like an increase in their sale of gift cards, like students coming back and being like, I want to support these local businesses, but I'm going to be gone for the next however many months, 6 months,
yeah,
nine
six,
months,
six,
I don't know.
6 months, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. So students would go in and buy gift cards now, so that way these businesses could have a little bit more money going into what will be a time where they're going to have a loss of business.
Mm-hmm. And then the students can come back hopefully in the fall and spend the gift card then, right?
Yep. And a lot of the businesses were just across the board, business was down from 30% to 80%. And a lot of these were guesses by the people I was speaking to because they obviously can't make exact numbers right now.
Mm-hmm.
But business is down a lot for them. Specifically, when I was talking to Jerry DePizzo, I believe that it is his name, a co-owner of Big Mama's Burritos, he was talking about how it was St. Patrick's Day and they should have a line just out the door. And it's just quiet. It's just a ghost town.
Yeah.
But it's been a lot of these businesses have managed to retain most of their staff. The staff they haven't retained are students who like went home over spring break and then said, I'm not going to come back to Athens. Mm. Like, I can't come back and work. I got to stay home because of the orders by the governor. So a lot of the time from what I was talking to them, any staff, they want to keep their staff. They want to keep most of their staff employed. And it seems like most of them have been able to do that. They've also just left it up to their staff to decide if they want to work at this time or not.
Yeah, I mean, given that this is a public health crisis and staff members are essentially putting themselves at risk by coming into work every day.
Yeah. A couple quick things I want to touch on. This wasn't mentioned in the story because it hadn't occurred at the time, but Brennan's is doing like lunch boxes that people can pick up. I know Avalanche Pizza, even although they're not an uptown business, they are doing like food deliveries out in the plains for like students out there.
Yeah.
So these businesses are doing like a bunch of community food stuff.
Cool. So all of this was before Governor DeWine announced the stay-at-home order.
Yes,
how
that's
is
correct.
The situation changed since then, now that people are essentially by law not allowed to leave their houses for most things?
So I will touch on the one thing. So all of these businesses, with the exception of possibly Little Professor, are considered essential businesses under Mike DeWine's stay-at-home order. Mm. They're considered restaurants for consumption off-premise.
And which specific businesses are we referring to?
So we're referring to Big Mama's Burritos, Casa Nueva, Donkey Coffee, and Brennan's.
Okay.
So they would be considered restaurants for consumption. Just essentially, they would be considered an essential business under DeWine's stay-at-home order.
Okay.
But so talking to these owners, because I reached out to them again following the announcement. And with Brennan's, they're going to continue to do carry out and pickup. They have just rearranged the restaurant so that all ordering and pickup is done at like the front counter. Because with Brennan's, the way it's set up is you go in and you order your coffee. And then they also have a little like bakery counter that you can pick stuff up from. And they have their little coffee counter. Now it's all just going to be done at that front counter. So with Donkey Coffee, they just plan on remaining open for the time being. So I have not heard back from Big Mama's Burritos. I gave them a call and I left a message, but I believe they are on they're on reduced hours right now, so I don't think anyone was in. So with Casa Nueva, they are going to continue to sell their carryout goods, beer to go, merchandise, gift certificates. And sales have actually gradually increased for them over the last 8 days.
Really?
Their sales have gone up from what they were seeing like previously. So like in the past 8 days, their sales have gone up.
Okay, so I see. So since essentially the coronavirus has overtook the country, they have seen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's my understanding of what was said. Okay. And then they said they may at some point consider adding a delivery service.
And delivering food to people's homes?
Yeah, so that is something that appears that they are considering. And they'll bring takeout to people in their cars if they call ahead for pickup.
Okay.
So Little Professor is remaining open.
The bookstore.
But it's dropped, yeah, the book center.
Okay.
Right next to Court Street Coffee.
Yep.
So they are still open, but they are going to like the bare minimum for like staffing and operations. No more than 10 people are allowed in the store anymore, with the Nicholas Polsonelli, who is the owner, being the sole like employee right now. And he is just encouraging people to take advantage of ordering from like Facebook, calling it in, emailing, and having him deliver it to them. So that way it's like zero contact.
Okay.
Like he goes, he'll like drop it outside of their door. He'll knock on the door and then he'll walk away.
Interesting.
So that way there's like no contact.
Yeah.
And just they're going to remain open, but they're going to practice social distancing. And yeah.
So how are a lot of these businesses and these business owners personally responding to the bleak economic outlook that seems to be the case in the town?
So a lot of them seem very prepared for it, in that they have been like paying attention to the news. A lot of them were kind of knew the orders were coming.
Yeah.
So it didn't catch them off guard. A couple of them have also mentioned that they could potentially be looking at taking on some loans in the future just to keep their business running. But they all appear to be very, they all appear to have foresight for the situation.
And what does the near future look like for them? I mean, it's so uncertain. Did they give any indication of what they envision their business looking like for the next few months?
So when I was talking to Nicholas Polsonelli, who is one of the owners of Little Professor Book Center, he was talking about how as a bookstore, summer is already typically a slow season for them, because most of the students at the university are gone for summer, either doing internships or working at jobs. So the way he described it is summer came early and it's going to be a long summer. Because all the things that typically happen in the spring, like he cited that like Lit Fest got canceled, which is the English Department's Literature Fest. graduation typically brings in some money for him as well, because people are coming in for graduation, so they might go out and buy a book or buy like souvenirs.
Mm-hmm.
So with both of those events for now being canceled, he's looking at like a long time where he's going to be on a reduced income. I know for Donkey, we were talking about their online sales, and they were talking about like how it's nice that their online sales have gone up, but they're not going to like bet that this is going to be something that continues to happen for the next however many months. So they're being cautiously optimistic, is how I'd describe the way they're handling that.
Okay.
And then all the other businesses, it seems like they're just going to roll. Everyone's just trying to roll with the punches, it seems, because no one knows what orders are going to come.
Yeah. Did they indicate, you know, how long they think they can hold out for? I mean, I know a lot last summer, like you said, business slows in Athens, and a lot of businesses shut down last summer. I am curious how these businesses are going to survive an even longer summer then.
I wish I could answer that question, but I think that is something that a lot of the owners are trying to figure out right now.
Yeah.
I think that's something that pretty much every business is trying to figure out right now, except for maybe grocery stores.
Like, you know, like Kroger, Siemens, who
yeah.
We don't have any. You didn't talk to Siemens or Kroger, did you?
No, I did not reach out to them.
I think it's safe to assume that they're probably like doing gangbusters right now.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to add, Eric, to this?
Just everyone, Athens businesses, support local business, support business and Athens and in your hometown if you can. But this is going to be a very tense economic situation for a lot of small business right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, particularly in Athens.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Eric. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Stay safe.
Wash your hands.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that wraps it up here on Athens Happens. Make sure to tune in every Friday for new episodes that shed light on the politics that impact all of our lives. Remember, you can find the show on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and on YouTube in a video podcast format. Don't forget to leave us ratings and reviews. Also, be sure to check out our website at thenewpolitical.com, where we regularly report stories on what really happens here in Athens, and follow at The New Political on social media. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
What's wrong, Alec?
These census people won't stop reaching out. I don't want to fill out the census. Leave me alone.
Why not? Filling out the census helps college students like us receive Pell Grants, which helps us afford schooling. With just 12 simple questions that take 10 minutes, taking the census is easy.
But how will the census help me after I graduate?
The 2020 census will help other Bobcats like you and I for the next 10 years.
I guess you're right. Taking the census will for sure help me and my community. I'm going to take the census on April 1st.
Bobcats, get on the map.
This app was brought to you by the Scripps Public Relations Student Society of America.